BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Houthis in Yemen have carried out a second missile and drone attack on Israel and have warned they'll keep conducting strikes in the coming days. Earlier on Saturday, the Iranian-backed group launched its first attack since the US and Israel began their war in Iran a month ago. Israel says it intercepted the strikes. The Houthis' decision to join the conflict has led to fears of further disruption to the world economy. James Waterhouse in Jerusalem explains.
It's how they could escalate, which would have far wider reaching consequences. We saw with the Israel-Hamas war, the Houthis get involved. They started targeting commercial vessels up the Red Sea towards the Suez Canal, another major shipping route. If they were to do that again, it would add to the already dire state of oil and gas supply chains with what's going on the Strait of Hormuz. But it would also pose a difficult question for Saudi Arabia, which has already been redirecting its own oil via the Red Sea because of what's happening closer to Iran. And of course, what would that do with global market?
Pakistan says it's reached a deal with Iran to allow a further 20 ships sailing under the Pakistani flag to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian threats to attack ships in the strait have stopped almost all traffic. A few vessels have passed through unimpeded after Iranian assurances of safe passage. Ethiopia has told public institutions and state-owned companies to send non-essential staff on leave to reduce pressure on transport and fuel. It comes as the country struggles with a diesel shortage linked to supply disruptions caused by the US-Israeli war in Iran. Nearly half of Ethiopia's fuel imports come from the Middle East. Richard Kagoe reports.
Long queues of vehicles are forming at fuel stations, many of them running low on supplies. Police say they have broken up a network accused of smuggling and hoarding fuel, calling it economic sabotage. Authorities have already ordered suppliers to prioritize security services, manufacturing and transport. But the impact is being felt across Africa. Rising prices have triggered panic buying in Kenya and South Africa.
There's been a drone attack on the residence of the leader of Iraq's autonomous region of Kurdistan, Nachirvan Barzani. Unusually, both Iran and the United States condemned the attack. Here's David Bamford.
The drone aimed at the Iraqi Kurdish leader's home in Erbil was shot down by air defences before it could reach its target. No group has claimed responsibility. What's unusual is that both Iran and the US criticised that same attack. Since the Iran conflict began a month ago, pro-US and pro-Iranian factions in Iraq have been targeting each other with missiles and drones. The US embassy in Baghdad, as well as American military bases in Iraq, have come under fire numerous times.
BBC News. More than 3,000 protests against the Trump administration have been taking place across the United States. Organisers said the marches were a call to action against the war in Iran and President Trump's immigration policies. This report from Simi Jalawasho.
No kings!
They have drawn high-profile support, including from Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders and actors Robert De Niro and Jane Fonda. In Minnesota, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, a frequent target of President Trump's insults, accused him of acting like the Constitution is optional. Singer Bruce Springsteen performed a song dedicated to the two U.S. citizens killed by federal agents during immigration protests earlier this year. The White House has dismissed the demonstrations, calling them Trump derangement therapy sessions.
France's interior minister has linked a foiled bomb attack in Paris to the US-Israeli war in Iran in the Middle East. Police arrested a suspect early on Saturday as he was preparing to set off a homemade explosive device in front of the Bank of America building in the capital. Two boats carrying aid to crisis-hit Cuba appear to have safely reached Havana after going missing en route. The vessels are part of an international humanitarian convoy delivering food and medical supplies from Mexico to the island. They left Mexico a week ago but lost communication with the authorities, triggering a search and rescue operation. The actor James Tolkien, known for his roles as authoritarian figures in the 1980s blockbuster films Back to the Future and Top Gun, has died. He was 94. Born in Michigan, Tolkien served in the US Navy during the Korean War, and he eventually made his way to New York, where he spent a quarter of a century acting in theatre roles. BBC News.